Hey, Corrine.
Hi, Cherie.
It's another show on Angel Coaches. We got a good one planned tonight. I got my tea and coffee, well, my coffee here, and I know you're ready to go. So share with everybody what the show's about tonight.
Well, last week we were talking about taking responsibility for your energy and the energy that you bring into the room. And tonight is going to be about how to protect yourself from the energy of others. Have any of you ever felt... You know, we come across so many people throughout the day, but there are certain people, have you ever found, where you feel frustrated all the time, or you're tired, or you feel drained after talking to them, and it just happens every time that you come around this person. So tonight we're going to teach you how to protect yourself from these quote-unquote energy vampires that are they're draining the energy from you, because sometimes you can't either they're a member of your family, you can't get away from them, or so there are tricks and tips that you can do to protect yourself from, having that energy affect you on a negative level. So that's what tonight's topic is about.
That's cool, because let's talk about that. Have you ever had an experience where someone just felt extremely tired, sluggish, or just wanted to get away from the person, and you didn't
yes.
even understand why, you know?
Yes. And, you and I and the people listening to the show are walking a spiritual path, you'll start to find that, you'll be much more aware of when this happens now, because as you raise your vibration and you're drawing and attracting like-minded people to you, those that are at a lower vibration will stand out a little bit more, and they'll affect you a lot more. So you start to take notice, people that might not have affected you this way before are probably affecting you this way now, because your vibration is growing higher and higher. And you may find along the way that you may have to take some kind of, checks and balances on the people that you surround yourself with that you do not feel good around. And that's okay too. I know for me, for one of my friends, I was telling you about a girlfriend of mine. I've been friends with her for many, many, many years, and she's always kind of, been a negative person. And throughout my my spiritual journey, there were different times when I was really trying to learn certain lessons of compassion, understanding, and all of that. And I came to realize, though, that whenever I was around her, I would always feel so drained and exhausted afterwards, and always so tired. But I was very aware that these feelings were not my own. I always knew how I would enter into the conversation as being balanced and feeling the way that I do. But every time after talking to her on the phone or in person, I would always feel really, really upset all the time. And I knew it wasn't my stuff. I was just like, I was carrying on her things, because her stuff was, she was always reaching, because her, she's in a victim mentality. So because of that, she was always reaching for others and even more so reaching for me all the time. So I'd always feel so tired afterwards. And I mentioned her to you recently. So it's important, I think, to take a look around at the people that you have in your life, and you'll notice that many of them will be like-minded like you. I'm sorry, did you hear that? That was my cat meowing in the background.
Oh, that's so cute.
Agreeing with me.
My dog's sleeping. She just got spayed today, so she's not like a light, bless her heart. So, and what I love about animals, don't you think, just speaking about that, they give you energy. I think Oprah Winfrey's show last night was all about animals and the love that they give. And that's amazing, right?
Yes.
They give you energy. They give you love. And their love is unconditional. You can have a bad hair day, a good hair day, and still they're not going to plug into you. They're just going to give. That's what they do.
Right. And that's the reason why. And there've been some scientific studies on people that have pets versus the ones that don't. And they say it adds 7 years to your life. And I think it's because of all the positive energy that the animal brings into your life, and all that love, that unconditional love, and the, just the the joy and happiness that you feel when you have them around. And that's all about surrounding yourself with positive energy, how beneficial that really can be for you.
That's true. You know, you said something a few minutes ago. You said that you're known by the people that you look at yourself, and the folks that are around you, or the friends or that are around you. Let's just take friends for a second, because you know, you really do choose your friends. So if you're feeling drained, or you're feeling tired, or you're feeling annoyed, those friends may not fit anymore.
Right.
Right? Okay. So I think Jim Rohn, who mentored Tony Robbins, said that you're known by the five people that you surround yourself with. What are they like? What are their income? You know, I'm going to go, because money is on the outside. What do they think about? What do they do? You know, what do they do? Mm-hmm. How do they socialize with? So when you look at that and you're like, I wonder if these are energy vampires, you know, because I'm not feeling really cool around them. Then you look at what they do and how they are, you know, and look at all the people in your life. Because if they're not a perfect fit for you anymore, and they're draining you of energy, just like you said your friend was, and you tolerated it for a long time until you learned the lessons that you needed to learn, and then you moved on, right? And you cut that relationship off. How'd you do that?
Right. You know, it's funny because Oprah, she just had a show. We've been watching the life class, for those of you listening, why we're talking about Oprah so often recently is because she has these life class shows that she has every weekday night. And she had one about when people show you who they are, believe them, right? Remember that show?
It
was all about when somebody tells you, hey, I'm crazy, or, you know, I'm a jerk. You know, and or so what I said that, you know, I am a jerk, and what are you going to do with it? You know, you have to believe them, because they're going to continue to show you that's who they are. And so if you become upset with that, then that's your fault, because they've already been honest with you to say, you know, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, and you know, and then it becomes your choice whether or not you want to be around that person or not. And one thing that this friend of mine would tell me since the first day I met her was that she was crazy. She's crazy, and that she didn't really care about, she would just illustrate that, if she was not doing well in her life, that she could not be happy for anybody else in their life. And she told me
wow.
that on several occasions.
Right.
And, you know, my lesson, I thought, you know, and there was a reason why I was friends with her, is because she really did teach me the lesson of compassion and understanding, and to see the good in somebody, and to understand when somebody says something that you don't agree with, to understand where that really is coming from. That's coming from a place of fear and all of that. So she was a great teacher for me. Then there comes a time when, you know, after that friendship has served its time, which for me and her, it's been about a decade.
Wow.
You know, that you really have to take a step back and go, okay, I've learned what I needed to learn from this relationship. And over the last several years, it's just been like kind of like a one-sided friendship where, I wasn't... I didn't feel good every time I was around her. I would try to lift her up, and to no avail, because she, you know, it's kind of like when someone is insisting to be a certain way, and then but they're drawing energy from you to satisfy their the lack that they feel within themselves. You have a choice whether or not you want to be in that relationship. And for me, I chose not to anymore. And that was better for me. And I since then, it's been a couple of months now, I feel so much more centered. We're still friends, but at a distance, you know.
Sure.
You know, it's not like I was going to cut her out completely, which, you know, you can choose to do that too. I chose not to, because we do have mutual friends. And I do think that she's a good person. It's just the amount of time that I was spending with her was just too taxing on me, spiritually and emotionally. And physically too, as well. So, it was just
a distance.
Yeah. So I'm friends with her at a distance now, and I feel much more, balanced myself. So
I have a question for you, or a comment, and you and I have talked about this so many times. Your friend was easy to pick up that she was an energy vampire, stealing energy, plugging into people. And any of the people that are listening wonder what a vampire is. It's not something that we're using for Halloween.
Not sucking the blood out of you, but
sucking the energy blood. Hey, it's cool. But these folks will get around you, and it's almost like you're like a plug in the wall, and they're like a lamp, and they're plugging right into you.
Right.
And it can be exhausting. My ex boyfriend was like that. That's one of the reasons why we broke up. He was just wow. You know, it was so funny because when I'd have to just to tolerate him or to feel good, I'd go out and I'd have a glass of wine. we're going to something where they don't serve wine. I'm like, that's no fun. I go, I'm gonna have to deal with you sober because you know, one glass of wine and I'm usually gone. But I'm teasing about that. But they plug into you, and you know that they are like that. But there are some people, and what do you feel about this? There are some people that when you plug in, they look like they're nice. They look like they're sweet. They love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But it's really a need, not love. And so when you feel tired, and you almost feel guilty by pushing them away. Have you ever experienced that or have friends? I know that we have clients that we work with that have experienced, you know, their spouses or their mates plugging into them, or them, or they're doing the same to them without realizing it, because it becomes need, and really just sucking the energy out of them. And although they're saying they love them and they're wanting to be with them and they want to help them, they're really just plugging into them. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kareem?
Right. And when that happens, I mean, it's the feeling of when you are around a certain person, you feel a lot of pressure or strain. It's because the other person is coming from a need. They're needing so much that they're, you know, latching on to you, and you know, in doing so is draining the energy from you. And so after you see this person, you always feel like you need to recharge and get yourself back, back to your center again. That's how it feels like. And then a lot of our clients, they've been on both sides of it. So they've also felt it, or they've been the ones at times. Absolutely. I have a sister that is like that sometimes. So, with your family members, you can't really cut them out of your lives, or you can, for my sister, what I do is, you can take kind of, take inventory of the people that you surround yourself with, and for those that you feel are draining from you, there are ways that you can protect yourself from it. And what I do each time I see my sister, because she is coming from a place of so much need and wanting, and I feel it every time. I feel it I'll feel it days in advance before I see her, and I'll feel it in the morning right before I know she's going to call me. I just feel it so intensely. It's like this, like, it almost sounds like she's crying out for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But what I do is I will, and again, it's about, what we spoke about last week, which is taking responsibility for the energy that you bring into the room. I am totally conscious that I do not want to add more to this, the place that she's in. So I will always, I'll say some affirmations, I am strong, I am protected. I am whole, and I am love, so that I don't want to affect her negatively. Because, with these energy vampires, you have to understand that they're coming from a different place than you are, and you never want to add energy to contribute to that. You always want to try to lift up with your own energy too as well. So I'm always envisioning, I'm saying to my sister, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I'll repeat that over and over again so that the energy that I am exuding or transmitting to her is just of love. And I've seen it kind of change her at times, which is so funny. And I forgot to tell you, because normally when I wasn't aware of this and I was just kind of really stressed out because I felt so drained with being around her, and I almost got to a place where I kind of resented having to see her every time I would visit my parents.
Right. Yeah, right.
Staying at my parents' house. And I just knew I would feel so drained that I just was not in the right place of mind every time that I would go there, because I wouldn't be prepared to see her because I would never know if she was there or not. But the last couple of times, and I forgot to tell you this, I was doing affirmations in the car before I went into the house because I knew that she was there. And I just said, I love you. And I just kept repeating that over and over again. And I asked, you know, only positive energies to be drawn to me and for me to shine positive energy as well. And what that did was, usually when I walk into the house, she'll be saying things or, you know, or I'll just feel her energy just like, it feels like it's like a vacuum sucking at you.
Sure, sure.
This time she didn't do anything. She kind of kept her distance. And then when I left, she stood outside of the house and just stared at me.
Hey, listen, if she's not talking, so
but I could tell that it affected her in a strange way, that she didn't know what to do with it because there was such a protective light, you know, in the house that I had that I had sent into the house, that she didn't know it wasn't her normal environment. She picked up on that energy and didn't know, you know, usually she would have done what she usually did, but she didn't. And she kept her, you know, she kind of, I saw her going by the house and I said hello to her and she did her thing and she was totally pleasant. But the second I left the house, that I think she connected back to her energy again and then stood in front of the doorway and just like stood there and stared at me in the car and watched me drive off. And I went, oh, wow, I guess that works. But so that's a way that, you know, that you can protect yourself. Yeah. You can do a meditation. You can say affirmations. You can shield yourself. And I do like a white light around me and then a gold light on the outside of it. And that really works.
Let me ask you a question because you've got some really good stories. And I know we both do because we've chatted about it. When these energy vampires don't always have to be that way. Okay, this is where they're at right now. And really what I've learned, too, is myself, and I don't know if you feel the same way, is if you have friends that are energy vampires, does that mean that you yourself have been tapping into other people's energy and you didn't know it? Because these folks, a lot of times, most of the time, they don't know that they're like that. It's funny, really, a little side note here is when you were talking about your sister, she usually pounces on you or anybody when they walk in the door, you know, with her stuff, because mm-hmm. you've told me that before. I was like looking at her and she didn't look like she pounced. She's like, what do I do to approach this situation? She's just mm-hmm. like kind of watching it. That's cute, though. I like that. Mm-hmm. So I have to try it. The meditation, yeah, right? Affirmations, because, you know, I have a client we know who I'm talking about, too. He's a handful, and his name starts with J, so I'll just leave it that way, so in case any of our clients are listening. But he is one that will drain and drain and drain, and I know you've really been talking to me, and you and I've talked about with each other about people in our lives that are doing that, and you go, Tariq, you know, he doesn't look at the situation. How much does he add to the friendship? Because he and I are just friends, you know what I mean? But we also, I've worked with him as a client. And I go, you know what? I'm just going to let him go because I just can't deal with it anymore. And I have to tell you, I have felt the most free since I just don't deal with him. It feels great, you know what I mean? And all I did is I meditate and I say affirmations, but I just made the decision not to deal with him. Mm-hmm. And that right there on any level, because if you know, sometimes you say, I'm only going to do this with you, or I'm only going to see you once a week to do a, you know, whatever you do when you're working with someone. As I said, he and I are friends, and we've got to be that way during business, but it was a one-sided friendship where I was doing all the giving and he was just, you know, taking and, you know, that kind of thing. But when I made that decision just to say, you know what, I am not going to work with him or continue the friendship with him on a, you know, practicing physical level. I will always, you know, on an energy level, on you that kind of thing, we always give to people and we get back. But that's when I made that decision, and I think that's something that is really powerful when you just make a decision, I am not going to be with this person on a physical level. I'm not going to be rude, but I'm not going to entertain them like you did with your friend. You know what I mean? Now you're going to see her tomorrow night because you guys are going out with friends, but you don't do anything with her any longer, right? So you made that decision.
I made that conscious decision, you know, and we would spend time together, you know, but it was always about, the things that she felt were that she was unhappy with, and just needing me to lift her up. And it was just it was very draining. And so, we're still friends, but it's just at a distance now, and that's okay with me because I know that I feel better surrounding myself with people that are like-minded, and believe in the same things that I do, and stand for the same things that I do too, so as many of us do,
Right. So listen, I want to be really clear about this because I know people are listening. We're going to get comments about this in emails. Making the decision or identifying the friends, first of all, or the people, maybe they're in your family or your friends, and you do that by how do you feel with them? And sometimes it's not even about feeling tired. It's about just feeling, feeling anxious or feeling angry when they call, or knowing that you're going to see them, you just walk in feeling angry and you don't even understand it. So tired, sluggish, not yet, you're not at your best, feeling their problems and feeling like that they're like a coat on top of you. You know what I mean? Or what did you say? You said this the other day, you felt it on your chest. You feel it on your chest when someone is really tapping into you and plugging into you, correct?
I feel it on my chest and in my back, and it's different. On my back is when they're needing it's for different things, but yeah, I feel it on my chest and on my back. And it's a weight,
And
it's a huge weight where I almost cannot breathe. And that's when I go to the saging and all and the salt baths and the saging the
yeah,
body and the salt baths and everything. I do want to say though, about this friend of mine. I'm not saying to any of you out there to quickly jump and cut people out of your lives that you feel are not giving you what you want. This isn't what this is about, this topic tonight. Because with my friend, it was not that way. It was to the last 10 years of me trying to help her, trying to work with her, and her growing dependent upon me always lifting her up. That
That's a good point.
it became a one-sided thing. So it wasn't like all of a sudden she did something and I no longer want her to be my friend. It was years, 10 years of me seeing her through every single hardship. And her never really being there for me. And it was just always about her, me helping her. What can I say or what can I do to help her? And she grew dependent upon that. And in turn, then started to really reach for my energy and kind of latch on to me to save her, every day. With no re and she also it, and it was very clear that she also had no regard for others around her because she would say that just like Oprah says, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them the
Believe
first time.
them in.
She says,
Yeah,
believe
believe
them
them.
the first time, right? And I didn't believe her. I actually had compassion. I'd say, well, she's going through stuff, so but what Oprah says is you got to give yourself a wake up call because. When somebody shows you who they are and you don't believe them the first time and you get upset and they start to drain you, then you are the only one responsible for that at that point. And you have to take responsibility and take control of your life back and then make new choices.
I like what she said. This was really key. She says you're responsible for the energy that you receive and the energy that you're sending out. And I'm going to agree with that. So people being responsible for your energy and identifying the people. Don't cut them out. That's not what that was about. A great point, by the way. The person I'm talking about, we had been client relationship for 2 years in the process, developed a friendship, but it got to the point where, he was doing all the taking. And that's not cool because when you have it's like giving and receiving. When you give somebody something, you teach them to receive, and when they give you something, it teaches you how to receive. So it's a cool balance there. Listen, you said something too about Oprah Winfrey. When someone says something and says who they are, believe them. I mean, I know a lot of people date, and when you're girlfriend, boyfriend, husband. Well, let's say hopefully you figure that out before you marry them, right? But sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. When they share with you that they're crazy. I know a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, has a person that he dated, and she calls him at 3:30 in the morning and says that she's a little drunk and a little crazy. And I said, you need to trust that. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And in the end result was that she was extremely crazy, and I called her Darth Vader, because she was always calling him and checking on him because, Tree, it's just exhausting. Do you remember him talking to mm-hmm. you and I both about it? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when you're, and you know, sometimes we think, I don't know how you feel about this, but we work with a lot of people that, with relationships, sometimes we think that we can change the guy if we're dating, if we're into guys or whatever, you know, whoever we're into. For you and I, we date men. So we think we can change the guys and make them be what we want them to be, correct? You know what I mean? And say we can change them from being crazy or for being a player or for being a workaholic, whatever it is. And that just never works. And you spend your energy trying to say, change something that's not going to happen. And they take your energy because you're just giving it to them. Why should they change? Do you agree with that or not? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Oprah also even said, she said that she had a friendship with a woman, and she's talking about this on the show, saying that her friend did something that she did not agree with and made her quite upset. And she told this friend that, you know, I don't agree with how you handled this or what you did, and I'm not okay with it. And the friend actually said to her, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I didn't realize that's how you felt. And what she said was, and I don't want to be that person anymore. And because she said that, I don't want to be that person anymore, it showed her that she acknowledged what she had done, and Oprah was able to believe that she would change because of that acknowledgement. And that's all that it takes, is for that person to say, you know, I hear what you're saying. I don't want to be that person, or I don't want to do this to you, or I don't want to do this to make you feel this way. I don't want to hurt you. That's enough, and that, for you to believe them that they will change. But you know, with you know, my friendship with my friend, I had spoken to her numerous times, and she never once heard what I was saying. So that's when you know that, okay, you can make a choice then on whether or not you want to stay, you know, she had said this to me numerous times. And at that point I realized, I was the one responsible for putting myself in this relationship that was so draining. You know, because an energy vampire is somebody that when you come to them and it should be an equal exchange of energy, and that's how it nourishes our soul. All our relationships with our friends, our family members, with our spouses, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, when there's an equal exchange of energy, our soul feels nourished, and it lifts us up. It makes us feel good. It mirrors us back the same kind of light that we feel for ourselves. It's a wonderful feeling. But when you're in a relationship where it doesn't feel good, or a friendship that doesn't feel good, where you feel like it's a one-sided relationship where you're giving and the other person's taking, or vice versa, you're trying to steer this person in the right direction, but then they just don't want to hear any of it. All they want to do is vent at you, but not really take any advice or help themselves. They just want to vent at you and just kind of attack you with their words. That's an energy vampire. And then you have a choice. You have a choice then, you know, to do, you know, and, you know, always do what you can to repair the friendship or the relationship. And if it takes two, if the other person is not wanting to stay where they are, you know, that's okay too, because we all have our different life paths. But you're responsible for your own path, and you can choose differently then.
I think that's cool. Hey, we got a caller. You want to take her? It's Teresa from New Jersey. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. Good.
How's the weather up there in the Northeast?
It is getting cold and frigid.
Frigid and cold. Sounds like my ex-boyfriend. Just kidding.
Yes.
Anyway.
It could be like this, yeah.
There you go. What's going on? How can we help you tonight?
About the vampires. And for me, when people drain me, and even some new moms that I've met through school because of my daughter's going to kindergarten and pre-K, mm-hmm. when they drain me from the back of my head.
They drain you from the back of your head? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like they just, they'll ask me questions or I can even feel it by their touch sometimes when they're like, oh, hi, how are you? Like they like to kiss me, give me kisses on the cheek, which is fine. I'm Italian, that's fine. But it's not a simple salutation. It just mm-hmm. feels odd. And then they start telling me all their problems and they start telling me personal things that I really am not on a need-to-know basis. And they're always asking my opinion, and I'm like, why are you asking? And I was reading some book the other day, and it just said some people know they're psychic vampires. They're like, they know when there's a good person in the room, and they just gravitate to that person and just feed off them to make mm-hmm. elevate their own self.
I have to tell you something, Teresa, and that's okay too. A lot of times they don't know, though. I mean, mm-hmm. like on an energy level, they may be aware. But some of these folks are here to be our best teachers because they put us in situations where we really need to identify who we really are and come from a place of love. And that doesn't mean we take it, okay, or tolerate mm-hmm. it until we choose something different. But I think this goes back to what you were saying about they're sweet and they're nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes folks that are coming from a place of need, because we were just sounding like Night of the Living Dead, they're just eating off of me, taking my energy.
Well, they do. They give me headaches sometimes.
They're sucking the life out of me.
Yeah, they're no fun. Yeah,
But
Teresa, maybe they're not aware of it, but it's good that, and it's good that you are, so that you can really, really protect yourself, salt bath. And if any of you out there are listening and you have some holy water, offer it to them and say, hey, are you feeling a little sizzly inside? I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be funny? Energy
well, actually, it's not that funny because I do have a holy water in my purse. I started carrying it the past 2 months. I've been carrying it ever since the girls went to school. And I'll, dip it behind my ear, dab it behind my ear, and I just now tell everybody I have a really bad cough. Please don't kiss me. Please don't come near my face. Please don't touch me.
Well, that's okay, unless it's Matthew McConaughey, and you say, touch me.
Mine is Johnny Depp. My chance of meeting him and having a whirlwind affair is very limited, but I'm hopeful.
Hope springs eternal. Listen, another thing, Teresa, is making blow pops or some kind of lollipops for cancer, breast cancer. She's donating them.
For breast cancer.
Cake pops. Mm-hmm. Cool. So you're starting your little baking, and it's going to turn into a big baking dessert business. And thank you for calling us tonight, Teresa, and we appreciate your story. Just remember, folks don't know, keep them at a distance, but make sure you love everybody you come in contact with. And if they're Johnny Depp or Matthew McConaughey, give Matthew my number, okay?
Right. Yes, I will. I'll send them over your way down in Florida. My other question is it okay that I sometimes envision myself as a mirror in front of these people, I hide behind the mirror. I've been envisioning that lately, especially with
this
one lady.
That's so funny. My sister, actually, she said that someone told her to do that. I don't know how you feel, Tariq. I personally don't agree with that.
Because, I don't either.
I don't agree with that because what you're doing is you're just reflecting energy right back to them and that they're going to reflect right back to you. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You're actually increasing whatever it is that you don't want to come to you, because that's all a mirror does is reflect right back, and then it comes right back to you again. So it's just this bouncing back and forth thing, and you're just going to be hiding behind this mirror, and you're not doing anything that will really help you. You are
okay.
The best thing that you can do is what Tree just said, which is surround yourself in a loving light. Okay, because love heals all. Love is more powerful than any kind of negative energy that exists. Love is so powerful. So when you know that you're going to come in contact with somebody that you're not quite comfortable with, you know, surround yourself with love. Because again, you're responsible for what you are sending out there. You don't want to add to it, and hiding behind a mirror will add to it. You're just going to magnify it, basically, is what you're doing. Like a mirror or a magnifying glass, you're just magnifying it. So if you want to hide behind something, hide behind like a white light of love or gold light of love. Yeah. And what that will do is really not only lift you up, but will also lift up the other person. Okay.
That's beautiful. And by the way, Corinne, I know you'll agree with me, I think, on this. I think when you come and you're surrounded by the high vibration of the angels, God, all that is, however you see God, that you don't have to hide behind anything. You just have to say, hey, they got my back, my side, and my front, and I'm protected. And if you really know that from love rather than fear, that's all you really need. Don't you agree, ladies? I do.
Yeah, I do. Cause like I said, it's just been this one lady. Whenever she just drains me a lot, and I guess keep feeling like mirrors are dropping all around me, and you know, and there are times where she doesn't see me when I'm picking up the kids, but I don't do it consciously. I just was wondering, because like today when I picked up the kids after talking to you, I picked up Juliana, and I noticed, and she was coming right towards me, and all of a sudden out of nowhere she just walk right past me, and then I could see, you know, and I felt like there was like a barrier between me and her, and cool. I asked, and they said it was, we've been putting you in a mirror, and I was like, oh, okay, and I've been feeling there was something coming, you know, and I know it's my guardian angels trying to protect me, because I have no idea what her, and I don't really care, I'm not trying to judge her, I'm just not at a place where I could help anyone. I need to work within myself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's how you help everybody, is when you work on yourself. Remember, one positive thought changes 10,000 negative ones. And we had a great conversation. You're super strong. You got two beautiful girls and incredibly gifted. So call us back. Let us know. And good luck with those bakery baking goods. Okay. Yes. All right.
Cake
pops.
I'll send some over. Give me your address. I'll send some. I've been actually experimenting by putting little chocolates in the middle. So when you bite into them, like a gooey surprise. So let's see how that works.
Oh my goodness, that sounds delicious.
And they're diabetic friendly because I'm using Splenda. So let's hope it works.
Oh
good.
My goodness, yes. Oh, you're speaking my language now, Teresa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, yes, but Corinne says her mantra is, I've never met a dessert I didn't like.
And I just had four cupcakes in the last 3 days. And
that is not
a joke. I really did.
Well, thank you, ladies. You guys always inspire me, and God bless everyone, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Teresa.
Okay. Much love, Teresa. Take care and be warm, okay?
Yep. We'll see how that happens. We'll see what he does. Hopefully he does the right thing. So I'm optimistic.
Here you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Teresa. Oh, she's so beautiful. I just love her. Isn't she?
I love those lollipops. I want some.
Hey, diabetic-friendly lollipops. That's cool. You know, I love that. We got Amy from Texas.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Amy.
Hi,
Amy. Yes. Corinne, I have to tell you, Amy, and I called her today. I said, Amy, Amy's written a meditation for us that she's going to share on Tuesday night manifesting call. And then she's also had this big epiphany. So, Amy, I know that you've had lots of experience with positive and negative energy with yourself and also with the man of your dreams. Share with us what went on with you this week and we want to hear, and I know it'll inspire others. Is that okay, Corinne? Because
I haven't heard this epiphany, so I'm excited.
I'm like, what was the key word of my epiphany? I've had a couple, Cherie. That's where I'm like, okay, which epiphany are you talking about? Which one?
The epiphany where you said Amy's important, and it doesn't matter.
In my meditation.
Important.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, it's.
I've never heard you a loss for words, Amy.
I know. I know it happens. It does. Don't tell anybody. I guess it's just this week. I guess it's just more of my discovery. Like when I wrote the meditation, that was just like the word of the discovery. And as I was preempted with the infamous question, is how did I get here and why am I here? And along the way, it's sort of kind of the lessons that I've learned along the way, and what am I learning, or what am I teaching, or what am I to learn, or what am I to teach? And those are all questions that I guess as I'm traveling down my road, I'm trying to figure out. And thus this week, as we get to that point, that one of the things I do remember was after, let me back up and preface a little bit, a year and a half I've gone through a tumultuous divorce. And now at the end, I've realized that however easy it was for me to stop and I could have taken and gone back, which would have been what everyone has along every journey, is an easy road. And looking back and finding why I am where I'm at today is a discovery of I never stopped to take the easy road because I was never taught that. I was taught to pursue and persevere through it. And the epiphany of I'm Amy, and I've always been Amy. And even Amy now as a mommy is just as important as Amy was before I was a mommy, before I had a husband, before I had anybody in my life who somehow in my mind thought that's who made me happy. Amy made Amy happy. And that is the epiphany of the journey that I guess of where I am today and how it brought me to where I am today to be the woman that I am today and turn me into the mother that I'm hoping to be that my children will one day cherish and look back and realize that I was trying and always did just try. I don't want to be perfect. I don't want to be, you know, the super mom of all moms. I just want to be the best mom for the two children that I was gifted with. And nice. I've also been blessed with the encounter of the love of my life, who has two beautiful boys, that I am on a journey of discovering his presence in my life. As when I met him a year ago in the middle of my divorce, I forgot how to smile. And trying to wrap it up as he gave me my smile back. He gave me the faith in Amy. And again, that's the epiphany of prior to meeting him, that I was trying to discover me. And along the way, I found someone who gave me that gift. And in turn, this week, it's not him, it was the gift he gave me for crossing my path.
Oh, that's very nice. Which, I like that.
Which leads me to, we broke up, and we didn't talk for a couple months, and yet somehow our paths crossed again. And when that happens, I, being raised Christian, believe that's God. And our paths have not crossed the second time and the third time and the fourth time. And we've now traveled this new road, not by chance. And like I said, he has two beautiful boys that I've even had a chance to semi-step in and be a surrogate mother, which has only reassured me of the one thing that I know in this life that I love and is one of my God-given purposes on this earth, is to be a mom. It's where I find my serenity. It's where I find my peace. It's not when I'm out trying to do 101 things. It's when I come back and just be a mom, a mommy. Not a mother, not a mom, but a mommy.
Aw, I like that, Amy. I have a question for you, okay?
Sure.
And your epiphanies are amazing, and thank you. You said that he gave you the smile. I have a little message for you. That smile that has always been inside of you, it's your higher soul, your gift to yourself. All he did was mirror something that you already had in you, mirror something back to
right.
you that always
yes.
been there. Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Like he reminded, right, yes. Oh, yes, that's exactly. It's like he reflected back of, reminded me that I needed just to smile. And when I began to smile, I began to get Amy. It's like I unlocked her. When he was locked away. Yeah, that's exactly.
Well,
it.
you are so beautiful, and thank you for sharing the story. And I know Corinne says Amy's on the phone. We have like a little instant message here, and I said I forgot to tell you. I called her to ask her to share her story because I know you've come full circle. And Corinne, Amy thinks that you and I played a little trick on her, getting her to write this meditation that she's going to do.
It was a good trick. I'm happy.
Yes,
it worked.
Yes, it did. That's right. I, Corinne, I told Tari, I said, okay, I you know, wrote it and I sent it. I'm like, if I go back and read this, my, you know, management, anal retentive, ADD, I'm going to correct it 20 times and it's going to ruin what the message was. So I just had to send it without reading it, which is like, okay. And I just went, it's just Corrine and Tari. It's just them. It's okay. I don't, there might be 50 run-on sentences. It's all right. And so then I went back. Then I went back to read it. And then in the end, like how I told y'all how I go back and read, when I went back to read it, I went, oh my God, this is good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You were just tricked. And that's when it hit me. I was like, this was a trick. Oh my God. This is a good trick. Oh, I like this trick. Oh, that was sneaky, but this is a good one. Okay, I can't complain.
You know what I told her, Corrine, and this is so funny because I love you, Amy. You have given me some good stories, and Amy taught us the word. What was the word she taught us, Corrine?
Wheels off, jibber jabber.
I like the wheels out. Was it wheels out?
Yeah, wheels out.
Off,
yeah.
Wheels off. No, wheels off.
Wheels off.
Yeah. Let the park go. Go left. Yeah. Go left. Yeah. Instead of always going right, my whole life I've been going right and going right, doing the right thing. And sometimes going left is just as fulfilling, and it doesn't mean that you're not going right. It just means go left.
Very nice. I like that. And jibber jabber is my favorite. Okay. So anyway, write a meditation with the word jibber jabber. And all you folks out there to call it jibber jabber in your head. But hey, really quickly before you, I know you're driving. What's your meditation about this week that you're going to share on the Tuesday night call? So if people want to join in, they can listen in.
I'm sorry, what was that one more time?
Oh, so what's your meditation about?
Just more, I guess more of just a little bit of my epiphany and just more of my self-awareness and self-discovery of this week.
And it's also helping other people to do the same, correct?
I would hope so. I would hope that if anybody were to listen to it, that something would, like a light bulb would go off as far as maybe changing something in their pattern, you know, taking something that I've learned and paying it forward or giving it forward is what my gift would love my gift to be to someone.
You're amazing. We love you. We can't wait to hear for you to read it. And I told her, I said, Corrine, I told her today, I said, Amy, you look lovely today. Love your shoes. Love your dress. She's in Texas and I'm in Florida. She goes, what are you up to, Tari? I said, you're going to read the meditation that you wrote on Tuesday night. She's like, okay. So anyway, we're excited to have you do it, and it'll inspire a lot of us and inspire Corrine and I know. And thank you for sharing. Corrine, I'm sorry, I've just been talking a lot. Do you have anything you want to share?
I agree. No, I'm so proud of you, Amy. I'm so excited. So excited for Tuesday, and you're doing so great. You really, really are. You should be so proud of yourself.
I'm back in the game.
So, Amy, you better show up. Our Corrine are going to hunt you down in Texas, okay, because we're going to put that on the email that goes out to everybody. So, anyway, I'm teasing you a little bit.
I'll be there.
All right, honey. All right, honey. Well, listen.
I might be coming in on two wheels, coming in hot, but I'll be there.
Hey, you drive that Harley in. That's okay. We love that.
There you go.
All right, honey. Take care. Drive safe. We'll catch you later.
Okay. Bye, Amy. Okay.
Bye. We'll talk to you. Bye.
I love that. She's a beautiful person, a woman on the inside and the out, and rides that motor, that Harley Davidson. Isn't that great? Anyway, what a way to show up for your date, huh? you bring your SUV, and I'll bring my Harley. There you go. And do we have any other calls on? Oh, I think we have Laura.
We've got Laura from San Francisco.
Hi, Laura. She didn't want to wait for us, so that's okay. Anyway, I think so. Laura, maybe she'll call back. Let's finish up then, because we've got a few more minutes, I think, before we have to close the call. So I wanted to bring this up too, Corrine. If you're dating someone and you're intimate with them and they're an energy vampire and you're just now figuring that out, what is something that you can do? I mean, has that ever happened to you? You're with a man or somebody might be with a
woman? No, it's never happened to me in a relationship, but, you know, just with the friendship and with my sister. I don't come across very many, just these, you know, the two significant instances of it consistent. And you know, I you know what I did with them was just with my sister is actually quite benefit. It actually was work. It has been working really well. I think I'm going to continue to do it because you know, before I wasn't as conscious of it. I would just tell myself, just get in and out as fast as you can. Just get in the house, get out of the house as fast as you can. But you know, and that was my way of handling it. You know, you know, I surround myself with the white light and I say the affirmations of love. And, you know, so that I'm continually sending her love, because if somebody is around you that is, an energy vampire and you cannot, you know, cut them out of your life, you cannot, you know, exclude them, such as like a family member for, in my situation, you know, I'm handling it differently and I don't want to contribute to the energy that, you know, by adding any more negative energy to it. So I'm sending out the energy of love and it seems to have a pretty good positive effect on her. And I've seen that in the last couple of weeks too, as well, that the tone in her texts have been changing too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because what I realized was that, you know, instead of always knowing, oh my gosh, she's going to be draining me again, I was adding actually to that. So, you know, for those of you out there that have this kind of experience with people that are around you, that you, have to come across, you know, throughout your life on a daily basis or however often you see them, you don't want to add to that. You always want to add, you want to send out the vibration of love so that you not only lift yourself up, but you lift up the other person and, you know, they can still, you know, again, like what you say, they're not conscious of it. They're not like saying, okay, this is my sister, Corrine. I'm going to latch onto her and suck out some energy. My sister's not saying that. Obviously not, you know. She's just,
right.
You know, it's just the energy within her is searching and seeking and needing. And so it'll attach itself to somebody that's around them that is, that they feel they can do. It's just an energy thing. It really is all just an energy thing. It's not done consciously at all.
I agree with you on this, but I want to share this with you, and this is important because I keep getting this, because I was talking to someone today about it, and they felt like that their significant other is an energy vampire, because they had read her email, and I one of the things that I said is that she asked me, she goes, what can I do? And I go, well, you know, that's going to cause a worse situation if you say, honey, you're an energy vampire, can't sleep with you until you finish, you know, break that habit. So I said, Archangel Michael is wonderful for helping you with people that you feel are and you know that are taking your energy. Also, Ascended Master Melchizedek. Try spelling that really fast. You know, it's like Melchizedek. How do you spell that, right? But he's an Ascended Master. Both of those work with energy in helping you with them to clear, to, you know, to keep from people latching on. So if you're in any kind of relationship, and sometimes they're difficult to... You figure it out, and you may be married to that person, or you may be their daughter, their son, their daughter, their sister, their brother, like you are. So doing what you do is great. Also, you can ask for Archangel Michael and Melchizedek. Especially, I think, would be a really challenging one is to be a lover to someone that's like that, you know, and you're not ready to leave, and you want to heal the relationship. And how do you start? Taking salt baths is always good, like you said, meditation. And those kind of things, and also affirmations, and also asking for Archangel Michael and Melchizedek. And I think we've got a caller on. Do we have time to take her?
Yes, we do. We've got Lori from San Diego.
Hi, Lori.
No, it's Laura from San Francisco. But
Laura from
San Francisco. For some reason, you guys couldn't hear me before. But anyway, how are you today?
They didn't either. Yeah, they talked to Lori. Time too, but what's your question, Laura? Laura, sorry.
I know. Well, sorry, it says Laura on the screen. Sorry, Laura.
Yeah, I know.
It's Laura from San Francisco.
They were probably having a hard time hearing too. So, anyway, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you guys, both of you, about I've been looking for a job as a nanny. I think you know, Cherie, that I work, you know, going to nursing school too. And this woman who I worked for last spring, kind of a temp job. She kind of wanted to hire me last spring, but she didn't have enough work herself. And anyway, long story short, she's since come back, and I've done some temp work this week and the week prior. And she said she wants to hire me on full time, yet we haven't ironed out the details of my salary and my pay. And I sent a very concise, you know, very professional email to her, and she didn't respond back. And then today when I picked up my check, it was at a lesser hourly rate than I get. So I don't know if she's playing games with me and avoiding the whole conversation about salary, but if she wants me to stay on permanently, I need her to talk about these issues. And I know she's going to be in Europe for the next 2 weeks, starting on the 1st. So, and I also know she's gone through a lot of nannies that haven't worked out. So I think, I know she can afford me, and I think that she should pay it. And I'm coming down in what I used to be making myself. So I'm just wondering if these things are going to get ironed out, or if my suspicions are right that she's kind of avoiding it. And I feel like I'm getting played a little. It's kind of what's going on.
You need to talk to her. You sent the email, which is what you needed to do, because documentation is important. And now you need to talk to her. That's what I feel.
I want it written down, you know.
Yeah. Corinne, what do you feel?
Mm-hmm. So is your question is it going to get ironed out, or are you being played, or?
Yeah, both. I mean, is she avoiding me because she's going to try and, because like today my paycheck, I picked it up in her mailbox and it wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the hourly rate that she paid me last week even, which is what I want. So I don't know if she's, I don't want to work 2 weeks and find out that I'm working at a different hourly rate than we think I am. And I also want to make sure that these other details, just in general about salary are ironed out before I stay on full time.
Yeah. I feel that she's wanting to control the situation. It feels like there's not playing you. She's testing something here, okay? She's testing to see how serious you are, because she's had nannies that didn't work out in the past, okay? You just need to have a conversation with her, because she's testing you, all right? So just have a conversation with her about the salary, about your last paycheck. It feels like it's going to pan out. It feels like she is really interested in you. She just
her kids
is testing
love
you.
Me. I mean, that's one good thing. And she's kind of, she keeps getting nannies that don't speak English, and then she can't communicate with them. And it's like, well, that's why I hate to say it. That's why you have to pay a little bit more for what your needs are,
You're going to be fine. It feels like she's going to hire you. You just need to have
Corinne, we're out of time. So, Laura.
That's
anyway,
okay.
Laura, we love you, but we got to go. So, take care. Have a great night. Bye now.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Anyway, we've got, if anybody wants to tap into our manifesting call that we have every Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time, you can go to our site, angelcoaches.com, and send us an email, and we'll send you the number. And it is free, and we got some great topics coming up there. So, anyway, Corinne, do you have anything else you want to add before we close?
Okay.
We got classes on there, too, that are coming up. So we'll see everybody next week. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night.